We open it up to the public? Is there anyone from the public who would like to speak on this matter? I believe so. Then we will close the public hearing. Does council have any comments about this issue?
Johnson's Corner, Crossroads or whatever, Corner Sanitary Sewer District is very rural still, and development has pretty much slowed right down. Are we going to get any kind of financial trouble when we start construction on some of this stuff and none of the developments proceed? Because if you've been down there, there's not much out there, and there's not much happening.
We do have an agreement with three developers to provide funding towards the common cost as a part of this project.
Well, what if we get into this and then they don't pony up their money?
In fact, we have met with one last week regarding their concerns about payment and whatnot. So we tried to take, there are savings in the project. We think we've taken that into account. But we do have written legal agreements with these particular developers.
Backs it up.
At this time, we're not, we don't anticipate any less money than what we did when we worked up the original rate estimate.
But what if we end up with this big expense? Now, who's going to?
Well, there's savings in the area of the interest rate. Stimulus money was not taken into account.
Yeah, but if there's no development, so there's no reason to put a sewer. I mean, if there's nobody going to be using the system in that area, I mean, to spend this kind of money in an area that's really...
We're serving the existing customers, and new development would pay for itself for, like, collection lines and whatnot, and the cost to get it to the main lines.
Yeah, the vote was taken with existing
customers.
Oh, I know.
Cost,
I mean, broken out among the existing.
They're still complaining.
Well, it approved through a referendum vote.
I know, but they're still complaining.
But if the other development doesn't materialize, like we had seen the rate of growth going on for, at a good clip for a number of years, all of a sudden that rate of growth brought in new monies to these projects and kept the cost down or leveled them out. If we don't see any new growth and we just service these existing ones, what are we projecting as these rates for these people?
Well, I have the referendum rates based on what we would project as if they were just at that.
Yeah, what was that again?
Right,
refresh my memory here.
If you could give me a second, please.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I mean, I ride through that area all the time, and there's just nothing there. Mm-hmm. There's nothing. I mean, they got a lot of great ideas, but the marketplace.
Well, somebody must have voted for it.
They did.
The people sitting in these. Sitting
and
on the,
after a public presentation.
A lot of people bought lots in there, and they don't
work.
There was a very slick group called the Friends of the Johnson Corner Sanitary Sewer District that appealed to the folks with postcards and this type of thing, and the people feel that they were fooled into signing. That's what they're telling me. Hmm. So. There you go.
Well, they haven't told me anything like that, but I'm just saying my suspicion.
Whose district is it?
Mine.
And it's in your district. People are telling everybody else but you.
I'm not hearing it.
No, I haven't heard that. I'm just saying my suspicions are, Mike, with my familiarity of the area, that we are looking at I don't know if we're getting into something or moving forward on something that the people who are existing think they're going to be paying something. The guys who really wanted it are the guys who are sitting on this vacant land that they can't develop, or they would have had to come in with some of these high-tech systems. They thought this was a cheaper way to go. But now the market's playing, saying, no, they're not going to build anything. So we could be burdening some people that would be a much cheaper, maybe going to a septic system or something like that.
We are watching it very closely. Mm-hmm. It's certainly a good point, and we're
Well, what was the rate that we projected? I don't even know.
The front footage at 877. With an average total annual sewer bill of $1,177. That's without taking into consideration any of the savings
the
that we've seen
that
over the last
like that,
2 years. That was projected at the referendum, what they voted on.
We received stimulus funds.
That's prior to stimulus money. Right.
Mm-hmm. And a lower rate because it's moderately priced, and the contracts are coming in lower. So.
Well, we have heard often infrastructure before development, Mr. Cole, so this might be a good example.
I understand, but development has stopped right now.
It'd be a good time to get it without the pressure of...
Well, somebody's got to pay for it. I don't know if it's the burden you're putting on the people that are the existing users are going to be paying for it.
$11.77 per foot.
No, 1,177 per year, average, total service and front foot assessment based on the average.
So what will it cost a typical customer?
Well, I think that was on one, I don't know if that's 100 foot.
They have the hookup for $3,000, right?
$1,000 a year.
The connection fees are not in this project at this point.
All right.
That could change as we get closer and see what the money situation is. That's a 100 foot lot, and you know, the service charge estimated a little bit higher by the time it wraps up next year.
Well, we just concluded a public hearing, and there was a lot of rumbling about us not having a public hearing for the transportation request because so many people had concerns. The fact that no one showed up to this public hearing would indicate that there aren't that many concerns out there. It has been voted on at referendum. The budget is being watched closely by our administration. Is there any reason why we should not move forward with this today?
Well, what is the answer to the question, if the developers don't come up with the money, what do we do at that point? Just charge higher rates?
Well, we would look for a number of things. First, we have quite a bit of savings in the project.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to consider that no matter what. We have savings in the financing of the mm-hmm. project. Plus, we haven't got to any legal remedies or anything like that. I'm not sure how we have, you know, that is something that we would look at if we were in that position. But at this point, we are on top of it. We are working, you know, we have had contact with the developers, the three developers that are involved, and we don't anticipate a problem
at
this
point. I don't see any red flags right now.
Can we get them to make some kind of commitment other than just having these conversations?
They have a legal agreement with them.
I believe they have $100,000 to date right now. They're following an agreement that we brought to council at the time that we relied on their money to fund this project.
So we got $100,000, and then it's a $10 million project, and we got $100,000.
No, their contribution is only 1.2 of the $10 million of the project. Right. I'm only the project's more than 10.5. That's all I'm going to borrow.
And it's structured to pay over certain time period.
Well, just let the record show that I'm a little concerned that, you know, we may be, you know, putting in something, putting an expensive burden on the people who are living there that would have to be using the system. And
I'm very mindful of it, and I have regular contact with engineering who. It won't get missed.
Well, this area has nowhere near the affluence that we are typically familiar with in the coastal areas closer to the beach and Fenwick and stuff like that.
George, the people that voted are already there, right, Sue?
Yes.
So, I mean, they've already voted. What else we need to discuss here?
Okay.
I make a motion we go ahead and pass it.
All right. I have a motion. Is there a second?
I'll second it.
I have a motion and a second to approve the ordinance to authorize the issuance of up to $10.5 million of general obligation bonds for the construction of the Johnson Corner Sanitary Sewer District. Is there any further discussion?
Oh, I heard a comment that, you know, whose district is it and whatnot, and who's talking to these people. People call me and I refer them to their councilman. But you know, I can't keep people from calling me and telling me these things and asking for help. So,
but we're not representatives; we are a council. Actually represent the whole council, the whole county. We just don't represent districts. So.
That is correct. My question was: I would think that they would be calling somebody there would call that council first.
That's what I asked them to do.
That'd be fine. But we don't. We aren't representatives. We represent Sussex County. All of us.
Yeah,
correct. Each of us. Right.
Any other discussion? If not, we'll take the vote. Ms. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Vincent?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
I love not vote. I'll just weasel out.
Voting present?
I'll vote present, but I'm not going to, I'll be not voting on this issue.
I'll vote yes. Motion carried.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So I can go back in the future and say, see, I was right.
Mr. Moore, 340 public hearing.
Okay, this is the time and place for the public hearing on the proposed ordinance for the assessment role for the Gulf Village Sanitary Sewer District. And Ms. Webb will be making a presentation and explain the ordinance and purposes to be accomplished by it. Then after she's completed the presentation, the council will have an opportunity to ask questions to clarify their understanding, and then it will be open to the public. If anyone for the public wishes to speak, they should come to the podium and state their name and address. Ms. Webb?
Thank you. The assessment role for Gulf Village is the role that's kept in utility billing of the front footage records from which we bill the front foot assessment rates on, which we're going to hopefully adopt later on today. Anyone in the public would like to speak on the front footage records, which we bill the front footage rate on? Let's speak.
Is there anyone that would like to come forward and speak on this issue? If not, then let the record state that no one desired to speak on this matter, and as a result, we'll close the public hearing.
I do have a motion to pass the front footage roll. If I may read it, unless there's any questions.
Council have any questions?
Mm-mm.
Okay. Public hearing's been closed. Go ahead, Ms. Webb.
Be it moved that based on the recommendations of the county engineer and county finance director, and for the reasons stated during the public hearing, the Sussex County Council hereby adopts the assessment roll for the Gulf Village Sanitary Sewer District as presented on September 15th, 2009 for the period September 15th, 2009 to June 30th, 2010.
I'll entertain that motion.
You got it.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to approve the assessment rolls for Gulf Village Sanitary Sewer District. Any further discussion?
Those assessment rolls are, that's the list of the customers that will be using the facility?
Yes.
Okay.
It's kept in utility billing.
All right. And so what is the need to adopt the assessment roll? Why is that?
I guess it's because of the base we docked our billing on.
Okay.
And I'm coming in right now with the rate. So what we do is we take the rate that you approve and we apply it to, say, someone's 100-foot. And
yes,
their role is like what their billing base is on. Dave, is that about what it is? It's what their basis that's kept,
yes,
for the billing, and then that's how we calculate their rate.
Yes,
so they're
I
free
think
to
the
speak,
code
I
requires
guess.
A hearing for the assessment role plus a hearing for the rates, separate,
yeah,
hearings.
Just to confirm who it is we're serving or what?
Well, for instance, if I was in that district, if I had how many front feet I have,
mm-hmm,
we have a record.
Mm-hmm.
The engineering department has a record of how many front feet I would have, and if,
mm-hmm,
I disputed that, I could come to the public
and
hearing
speak
and
now.
Say,
mm-hmm, speak
it was incorrect
now.
And our
or whatever.
Utility billing director, Patty Fawcett, is represented today in case there was anyone that would have a question that we would need to look,
mm-hmm,
up on what their record is.
Mm-hmm.
Should we call her to the front? Okay. If there are no further questions, we'll take the vote. Ms. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Vincent?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carries. We have a 350 public hearing. Mr. Moore.
Yes, this is the time and place for the public hearing on a proposed ordinance establishing the annual assessment rate for the Gulf Village Sanitary Sewer District. At the beginning of the hearing, Ms. Webb will once again give a brief presentation, and then after she's completed that, council will have an opportunity to question her, and then after that, we'll open it to the public for their comments. And again, before making a statement, please state your name and address for the record and come to the front podium. Ms. Webb.
Thank you. As Mr. Moore said, this ordinance to establish the assessment rate for the Gulf Village Sewer District. This, if you recall, this is the district where we will be charging the front foot assessment, and the town of Georgetown will actually service the districts for operation and maintenance and charge the service charge. There's 45 existing homes in Gulf Village. This project was funded by USDA grant and bond, state road grant, state road discretionary grant. The term of the bond is 2.75% for 40 years. The assessment rate is $1.79. This came in very favorable. At the referendum, we estimated $5.63. As we saw earlier with Brad Hawks bringing in a $70,000 change order, that's one of the reasons. The project's cost came in more favorable. There was more grant funding and a lower interest rate than anticipated. This assessment rate will cover the annual cost of the debt service, which is the amount borrowed for the capital to build this district, and it will be billed on the annual tax billing. The connection fees are funded within this project also.
Okay.
Thank you.
Is there anything else, Ms. Webb?
No.
Is there any public, any member of the public would like to speak on this issue? Let the record indicate there is no one speaking, so at this point, we close the record.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Moore. Ms. Webb, does council have any other comments? If not, Ms. Webb, you'd like to read your motion, please.
Be it moved that the Sussex County Council establish the annual assessment rate for the Gulf Village Sanitary Sewer District. The annual assessment rate for collection for the Gulf Village Sanitary Sewer District is established as follows. For collection, assessment rate per billable front foot, $1.79, and the annual assessment rate for collection shall become effective September 15th, 2009. That's it.
Can I get that?
Motion.
I have a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
I have a motion and a second to approve the ordinance establishing the annual assessment rate for Gulf Village Sanitary Sewer District. Is there any further comment? If not, we'll take the vote. Ms. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Vincent?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carries. Thank you.
Thank you.
Mr. Godwin?
Mr. President, members of council,